The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. To learn how you can support this and other fine geek programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
This is Professor Shy Guy. I sing, play guitar solos, and make chiptunes, and you're listening to Nerdy Show.
Welcome to Nerdy Show, a weekly podcast dedicated to every facet of nerddom, from comics and video games to science and technology. If it's geeky, we've got it covered. I'm your host, Cap, and with me is...
Brandon.
Mike.
Briggs.
Jonathan.
Andrew.
And this is a Nerdy Show microsode. I know. I said this week was going to be Nerdy Show Book Club. What can I say? We've got a lot going on, and this particular episode of Book Club is pretty hefty since it's been so long since we've had a full cast recording. Instead, we've got another short subject fan-requested discussion, and this time, it's the video game series Monster Hunter.
Woohoo!
Yay!
I've never played it.
And I've never played it either, but everybody else has. Now, this episode comes at the request of Cork, who says, I'd like a microsode about the Monster Hunter games. What are the best you've all played? Thanks again for all the hard work. So, I've never played Monster Hunter. Adam's never played Monster Hunter.
I just like Monster Hunter.
You just like Monster Hunter. What do I need to know about Monster Hunter to really get the gist of the game? Now, it might say it all in the title, but I honestly don't know.
It just throws you right into the thick of it, like right at the beginning. You know, there's somebody who introduces, you know, say like, hey, you're a Monster Hunter, you know, and then you like, yeah, I am. And you get all the weapons at the beginning of the game. You get every single weapon type that you can possibly get. You just go out into a field and you try them out. Find little monsters and you try out the weapon that you like, and then... you start developing that one. When you take down a monster, you carve a piece off of them, you bring it back to the forger,
and
you make armor, and you make new weapons.
Yeah, and then the more monsters you kill, the stronger your armors will get, the stronger your weapons will get. You, as a player, will feel like you've earned and accomplished something because nothing is given to you by leveling. Everything is added on through skills and numbers, and you as a person are actually good at the game. The game doesn't tell you you are good. I've never played a Monster Hunter game where it actually says, hey, you're a noob, let's play some Monster Hunter. It always just says, hey, we're playing some Monster Hunter, let's go.
I do like basically, that aspect of it where it just throws you in there with kind of no instructions.
But you don't like Monster Hunter.
Let me quickly start by saying, if you think Assassin's Creed or Pokemon have been way overdone and repetitive, doing the same thing over and over and over, you have not played Monster Hunter yet.
Do you want to die?
Let me first explain. Let me read some of the titles I have here of the many different games. Now, maybe some of them are ports or remakes, but let me read just a few of the games they've released within like 10 years. You've got Monster Hunter, Monster Hunter Freedom, Monster Hunter Freedom 2, Monster Hunter Freedom Unite, Monster Hunter Tri, Monster Hunter 3 Ultimate, Monster Hunter 4, Monster Hunter 4 Ultimate, Monster Hunter Stories. I'm assuming that's the one with the story because none of them have any. Monster Hunter X, I think I wrote. Monster Hunter Spirits.
Cross.
Yeah, Cross, whatever they wrote X. Monster Hunter Online. Monster Hunter G. Monster Hunter Frontier Online. This has been milked for all it's worth, and every Monster Hunter game has the exact same game mechanics. And I played the first two, and I absolutely loved them. By the time you get to the next 20, you realize it's the same rehashed, boring shit that they have refused to evolve. And there's so much marketing power behind it in Japan that has made its way over here in Europe that people go crazy over it. But it's the same thing for 20 fucking games. You start the game, there's no story. You think Disgaea has grinding problems? I will play 20 hours to maybe kill a boss or a dragon that runs away to another screen that you have to follow. And then right when you find him again, he runs away to another screen to get maybe one item out of the 30 I need to build my next upgrade. That is Monster Hunter in
now,
a nutshell.
Brandon has been getting some dirty looks during this diatribe.
Also, they use like, what, I think a game has maybe like a few different maps, and every mission, which is like, go kill a bunch of raptors, because raptors are popular, it'll be one map, and you'll go a certain path and fight them, and the next mission will be like, fight a stronger type of raptor. It's the same map, but you know, you're like, oh, there's rocks blocking that path, so you'll have to go around. You know, they do that thing with Dragon Age, where like I think the second one where it's like there's only like five maps, but you just go different paths throughout the entire fucking game. Really annoying. Every Monster Hunter game does that. And as far as I can tell, besides stories, there is no story in Monster Hunter. Everyone proved me wrong.
I want to tell you to go back to V,
yeah.
But V loves Monster Hunter, so
okay,
go back to whatever awful forum you crawled out of.
So as the main host of Monster Hunter Weekend, let me tell you why you're wrong,
okay.
And I'll explain to you why everybody does love Monster Hunter.
I will be civil about it.
First off, Monster Hunter Online isn't made by Capcom officially. It's made by a Chinese company, and obviously that has the MMO online capabilities, and the graphics are a lot better. The mechanics are a little different. Monster Hunter Stories, you're not a monster hunter. You are a monster rider, and you actually have to go in and steal eggs, and you can breed and raise monsters, and they become your pets.
Monster Rancher sounds great, yes.
So the reason why Monster Hunter is so popular is because it's not a game that requires you to level to be good. Like, the game does not tell you you are good at this game. You are good at this game.
Precisely.
Everything you play in Monster Hunter has to be earned. So if you have an overpowered weapon, nobody can complain because you fought and earned that overpowered weapon, so you deserve the overpowered weapon.
It is not like other online games where, prime example, Destiny, where it's like, okay, yes, well, you just started playing, you got a group of friends who've been playing for months, we're gonna go carry you through this really hard thing to get this really rad weapon. This is, no, you just started playing, here's your stick and your stone, and good luck. Hope you get the stuff that drops to
But see,
get
my problem
weapon
with that is I'm comparing it. It is the same as Destiny, where it's you're doing the same missions repetitively over and over and over, the same maps, the same areas. Even the bosses, most of them have the exact same tactics. They're just, they're a different shape.
No.
That's not necessarily
no,
true.
No, it's different because you go in with temporary skills and temporary effects that will change the monster's behaviors. It will change the monster's size, his weakness, his strengths.
I don't know which game that started happening, and it was not in the originals.
You legitimately have to study in order to, like,
I think
be
maybe
good
that's why
it.
I don't like it.
It's a
start a mission, and you're like, there's thousands of items. Do I bring something that heals poison? No. Do I bring something?
Yeah.
My biggest thing is, like, when I'm fighting a boss for, like, 10 minutes, and he runs away, and it takes me another 10 minutes to find him, and then I hit him once, and
well,
I didn't
track him.
And my weapon fucking breaks, and I have nothing to repair it, and I will lose all my progress if I quit the mission, so I have to spend 2 hours hacking away at a weapon that does no damage.
Okay, there's a term us Monster Hunter players have that explain exactly what you just described. It's get good.
Get good, noob.
You just have to, like, you have to start a mission and, like, pack as many items that you think will help, like bombs or ammo or potions.
No, you don't have to do any of that.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of get good.
I throw my hands up in the air. So it's just for me, it just seems so repetitive that I play the next mission. I'm like, well, I'm doing the same thing in a slightly different context.
Because so one of the first problems that you can fix, you say you need to track a monster. You just need to bring a paintball and just throw a paintball at the monster. And now you
gotta
know where,
like,
he is.
Make a paintball. You gotta, like, you gotta craft him.
Yeah,
there's like thousands of items to craft.
It's
what,
like,
if I...
you get two items and you put them together, and then so
every mission you bring
broken
paintballs.
Yeah, and then your broken weapon. They even give you paintballs on some missions.
So every mission you bring paintballs and you bring something to repair your weapon.
Whetstone.
But you will eventually run out of slots because you will need to bring potions. You will need to bring something that there's potions that make you a lot faster so you can actually dodge, because dodging, I don't know if it was for me, it was harder.
Not necessarily at all.
There's speed potions.
Dude, people go on naked hunts. That's the reason why, like, the game is based on pure skill, is because people can go into missions with no armor on at all and fight top tier monsters.
I mean, I guess if you're comparing it to, like, Dark Souls or Demon Souls, it's similar, where it's, you can go play the game completely naked, and if you're that good, you will dodge and not die, and you can beat Demon Souls and Dark Souls naked, you know, if you get a good weapon or whatever.
But you love those games.
I do, but my problem was that it's the same environment every time. It's the same type of boss battle every time. With Dark Souls and Demon Souls, you explore and you see things you haven't seen the rest of the game. This, for me, every mission's the same thing, but with, like, here's a different enemy, here's a different part of the map. And it's every mission for me, it's the same.
I got a solution for him.
What?
First stars, get naked.
Okay.
Not now. Okay. And play it naked.
Okay, play it naked, get naked in the game.
But paint yourself blue.
Well, I guess my question is, is there a recent Monster Hunter game that breaks that mold that is actually quite different from what I'm picturing it? Or am I just picturing the whole thing completely wrong?
Like stories.
Yeah, I mean, I never saw any games with a story.
It's not out yet.
Well, they've had 20 games and they haven't made a story yet.
They have a little story, like, if you talk to all the characters, it's like the outside, like in the camps and stuff like that, there is a story.
Yeah. Like, it works just like Dark Souls, where the story's not fed to you.
Yeah.
You have to hunt the story.
And guys, I hate roasting meat, the mini game. I'm just saying,
I got
good at it. I could do it every time, but it's like, I really, do I have to do this? But I did, like, every mission. But I want to say that I'm a huge fan of grinding games. Like, I own every Disgaea, okay?
It sounds
those are grinding games.
Based on the conversation here, it sounds like you're not a fan of grinding games.
No, I play all sorts of grinding games.
How do you like Disgaea but don't like Monster Hunter?
Because with Disgaea, you get levels and new weapons and items, like, all the time. With Monster Hunter, it's like you need 20 scales to upgrade your weapon. And then
you might just need to get good.
No, yeah, maybe. You spend 10 minutes on a map, and maybe you'll get one scale. You need to do that map 19 more times to upgrade your weapon. So 20 times just to get the weapon slightly upgraded.
That does sound horrifying.
That doesn't count
me.
Like your armor. That doesn't count about your other weapons you might want to try out. That doesn't count about the other like armors you might want to try out. And that is beyond grinding for me. Like, I couldn't handle it. I was just like, I can't keep doing it over and over. And you've seen me play the same stage of Disgaea 1,000 fucking times.
One of the things that Jonathan mentioned earlier was the weapons in the game. When you switch out your weapons, you completely change the gameplay. So there's about, I don't know how many weapons exactly are featured in the game.
Maybe like
or
15.
How many weapon types.
It's like 12 or something like that.
Yeah. I know there's a blowgun.
Every time you switch out your weapon, you change the game mechanics.
Yeah, you completely have to relearn it.
Are there any fast weapons? Because I just remember swinging everything really slow. Are there actually like really fast?
Yeah, like dual
blades.
Dual blades.
Long sword's a pretty good quick weapon. Semi-quick weapon, I should say. But if you want like power hitters, like stuff like great sword and hammer, yeah, you'll have the power.
Yeah, hammer.
But it'll be very slow.
Switch axe.
Yeah, but then like you have to attack different parts of like, say, a boss or a dragon or whatever to get different items. Like you have to like attack the head to get a certain item and the tail to get a certain item. You use daggers, like, you're never hitting the head, and you got to play the mission again as another weapon to get that headpiece to get your other weapon
that's
better.
Not necessarily true. It just raises the percentage of the drop. So, like, say there's, like, a 1% drop of, like, the horn.
Which sucks for a non-online game, yes.
But, but if you break the horn, it goes up to, like, 3%.
Mm. Well, you can't reach the horn if you're like, I love daggers. You're never going to hit that
horn.
No,
you totally can. It gives you every opportunity.
Fine, well, okay,
especially with Monster Hunter 4.
Get good noob.
Monster Hunter 4 has the feature where now you can leap off a ledge and jump on the monster's back. And if you are successful at, like, stabbing it to death, it'll actually break pieces of it off easier.
I'm just saying, can I get one game that's like, you have a laser axe and a laser raptor? Like, I want future-looking shit. Does that exist with Monster Hunter?
There's a huge amount of reward in the game. When you fight the most frustrating monster you can think of and then just beat the living crap out of them. And, like, when you win, you stand victorious over that monster.
Oh, no,
I
get that.
I did that.
And I love that. I'm just saying that after, like, 20 games, it still looks exactly the same as the original. It has slightly better graphics.
You go to your hunting grounds, you know? It's like, it's like instead of actually going out into the woods and shooting a deer, you go out into the woods and you hunt as an ogre.
And you read Wikipedia first to see what it's weak against.
Yeah.
There's nothing more metal than when you're in Monster Hunter and you beat a monster enough that you wear its skin so that you could beat it some more.
Exactly.
Oh, dude, I want a full metal gameplay, like, let's play to, like, set something to get some death clock in Monster Hunter and let's fucking go with
that's
Axis.
Changing
Brutal
the
Legend.
Format. You can't
Brutal
do that.
God, it was so good.
I will tell you, the first time I started playing Monster Hunter was... And I'm going to probably get a lot of flack for this, but my first Monster Hunter was Try on the Wii.
Oh, no, that's totally cool.
Okay.
I tried it.
And, you know, started playing, and I probably played for a couple days before I finally got to, okay, you've hunted Jaggies, you've hunted, you know, the big Jaggies, hunt the great Jaggy. And yep. I was like, oh shit, am I ready for this? I have no fucking idea. So I go out, and it's the first, like, big monster encounter that you have. And I think I spent probably 10, 15 minutes, like a half hour total to hunt it so you can get the quest rewards. That first fight with the Great Jaggy was a nightmare. I've never been more stressed out in my entire life.
Yep.
But the moment you land that killing blow and he keels over dead and you get to walk up and just carve his hide to bits is amazing. It's even better when you get back to the village and you're like, all right, so I killed him. That was really fucking difficult, but now I have his hide to wear as a chest piece.
Yeah. And
if you get enough of it to make the
and
armor,
I experienced the same thing you did where when I went and fought the Great Jaggy, this is when I was still in kind of a Monster Hunter noob as well. I was fighting the Great Jaggy, and it had to have taken me at least, because I think you get 50 minutes a set to fight a monster, because sometimes it really does take that long. It must have taken me at least half hour to 40 minutes to fight the Great Jaggy the first time I ever fought him. And then I played forever. And then I decided, I was like, I wonder what would happen if I started a new character. And this was after I put 100 plus hours into the game, like 200 hours something. I don't know. I started a new character. So weak sauce character, bare bones, whatever. I killed that dragon in like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Pure skill.
Because you fight it enough, you learn, like, when, you know, he stops and, like, kind of swings his heel to the side, he's going to do that jump to the side and hip check you, so dodge out of the way of that.
I guess my problem is that then you still have to fight him several more times in order to get enough of the materials to get, like, the weapon or armor you want. So if you, even if you get good and spend 15 minutes, you're really going to be spending 2 hours after you've gotten good just getting the amount of items you need from one quest, and there's, like, 100-plus quests in one game.
But you've earned it. But you've earned it.
Yeah, you've put in...
You have earned it, yes.
You've put in the effort, and you've reaped the reward.
It's obviously not my game, because it's way too repetitive.
And I will absolutely agree with that statement, that Monster Hunter is not for everybody.
Except that it has a huge following, so it's for a lot of people.
Yeah, but you have... But I will say you have to try it beforehand, because everybody plays the same exact game, but... I took to the game, like, I was playing Monster Hunter, and I was like, this is one of the best games I've ever played. And then somebody plays the same exact game as me, same exact skills to start off with and everything, and it was just like, I don't get it.
I think you're describing me, basically. I come in, I get the biggest sword, the slowest sword, I hit a boss a couple times, it breaks, I'm like, fuck this.
See, I was a dual blader, so I started off as a dual blader, and then with Monster Hunter 4, when that came out, they introduced the charge blade, and I started charge blading it up. It was awesome. So cool. Yeah. Nothing like making your enemy explode because you pump impact vials into your axe. It's awesome.
Yeah, Switch Axe was my jam when I got it.
Yeah.
And I actually did a little bit of online when it was still a thing on the Wii, so I feel like I got the Switch Axe early.
What is the Switch Axe?
Basically, it is an axe. It folds up onto your character's back.
Or a sword.
Yeah, when you first take it out, it just is a giant long-handled axe. Either by pressing a button combination or through an attack combo, the blade folds and changes shape to become basically a greatsword.
Oh shit, did that come out before or after Bloodborne? Because one of them stole each other's dynamic.
Before
Bloodborne.
Okay, yeah. Bloodborne stole that.
So yeah, the first time I got the Switch Axe and went out to go hunt something, I was like, all right, let's see what this does. I'm like, this is pretty fucking slow. And then mid-combo, I hit something, and the blade just changes into
I guess
the
I would have liked that if I could switch between, like, a slow style and suddenly, like, oh, well, this enemy is way faster. I need a faster style.
And yeah,
without quitting the mission, yeah.
And that's why I took to the dual blades, because the dual blades is really quick damage, but really weak damage, but you deal a lot of it because it's so quick. But I switched to charge blade because it's essentially a sword and shield, but you can put the sword into the shield and it becomes a big, slow axe that does heavy hits.
I think I would have liked that.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Maybe if I stuck with Monster Hunter, I would like the new improvement. So they have been improving it. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, every game has a couple new weapon sets and a bunch of add-ons.
Fleming Brothers, you guys do Monster Hunter weekends.
Every third weekend of the month, we always announce it on Facebook whenever an event is coming up. For a 3 to 4 hour session, we gather up on Skype, on our Skype channel, which is Wicked Anime MH, all one word. And we gather together and we all fight monsters. We all gather in the same gathering hall and then we split off into different cores if we have too many people. But we have a blast. That's essentially what it is. We hunt monsters for 4 hours. Last month, we had a special Halloween monster hunt where we went and fought all the scary monsters like Devil Joe and some of the big elder dragons. We had a blast.
Wait, is there an elder dragon named Devil Joe?
No, Devil Joe is not an elder dragon, okay, but there are more elders.
It's like a T-Rex and a pickle mixed together.
Yeah. That's an appropriate name.
What platform do you guys do this on? Is this Wii U?
3DS.
3DS.
Okay. Right. Yeah. We mostly play on Monster Hunter 4, but we are always open to expanding new games. The only problem is the only ones that we as hosts have at the moment is Monster Hunter 4, but Monster Hunter Cross is going to be coming out eventually, so we will be upgrading to that as well, and maybe we'll switch back and forth.
How do you know it's cross and not X?
It's because Japanese games, whenever you see an X in the title, it's a cross. Crossu.
Well, then why didn't Chrono Cross just have, say, Chrono X?
I don't know. Well, because, I mean, you have the Street Fighter versus Tekken games, but it's Street Fighter X Tekken, Street Fighter Cross Tekken.
That still doesn't make sense to me. Cross Tekken?
Because Japan.
Yay, Japan.
Good reason as any. So if you want to do Monster Hunter weekends, check out Wicked Anime's Facebook. We'll link to it on this episode's page. Keep an eye peeled for that. And thank you so much, Cork, for requesting this episode. This show and all the podcasts on the Nerdy Show Network exist solely because of you, our awesome listeners, generous funding. If you want to keep us alive and kicking, just head to nerdyshow.com/support. You'll find links to where you can make a one-time donation or subscribe to us on Patreon to get access to a ton of bonus content and features. or you can shop on Amazon, which is especially good this time of year. Just follow our links on the site, buy some stuff, and we'll get a percentage. The stuff you were going to buy anyway, at exactly the same price, but we get some kickback. It's that easy. Just go to nerdyshow.com/Amazon. Speaking of holiday purchases, another thing to keep watch for is our annual Nerdy Gift Guide coming soon, just before the big Black Friday rush, and we're debuting a new section of our store soon too, just for t-shirts, where we'll have all new designs featuring Dungeons & Doritos characters, the Nerdy Show logo, and more. There's been no shortage of cool things happening on Nerdy Show. Last week, Flame On released their 100th episode, which Jonathan and I joined them for. Ryan, who does our Dungeons & Doritos score, is attached to a forthcoming JRPG, which is on Kickstarter now and is ending in just 4 days. If you want to know more info, I did a short write-up detailing the project. Luke published a review of one of my favorite indie comics of all time, The Puma Blues, which is an environmental sci-fi, which is out today, collected and complete for the first time. And we just put out the latest episode of Liberty Critical Research, which, if you haven't checked out, is an awesome sci-fi audio drama. Short, bite-sized episodes, and they're 7 parts into their first story. So check it out. We'll have links to all that on this episode's page, of course. Thanks so much for listening. Bye, I'm Cap.
Bye, I'm Brandon.
Bye, I'm Mike.
Bye, I'm Briggs.
Bye, I'm Jonathan.
Bye, I'm Andrew.
Taking us out is a track from a Monster Hunter EP by Megaflare, where he reimagines Monster Hunter as a Game Boy Color game. This is Quest Complete from his chiptunes record, Monster Hunter Awakening DX.
Get good.
Get good.
Get good, noob. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Nerdy Show. If you like what you heard, please rate and review us on iTunes or like and follow us on SoundCloud. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling a friend or funding the network via Patreon. Any size contribution can get you exclusive outtakes, episodes, and images from across the network, and there's even more perks available. Just head to patreon.com/nerdyshow. To find out how you or your company can underwrite this or other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com/sponsorships. You can subscribe to Nerdy Show via iTunes and or SoundCloud. Leave a comment, like and share, and follow Nerdy Show on all your favorite social networks. For more podcasts, articles, community forums, and other awesomeness, visit nerdyshow.com. If it's geeky, we got it covered. Go Harley!
I think the phrase, keep an eye peeled, came from...
It happened in France in the 1600s. They started peeling the eyes when they put them to wait for people for execution.
Peel your eye.
Actually, I have no idea where that started.
Keep your fucking eyes peeled. Sorry.
I like it. I like it.